Okay, so we're starting at the house that I grew up in, and it's the center of this map because it really was the center of my universe. And I know that's probably true of all 8-year-olds, but it was especially true for me because we just moved countries, and I guess, you know, like, it, I was a real loner, and I found it really hard to make friends. And moving countries meant I had to start all over again. And so being at home was kind of special because it was the only place where I could be alone and it didn't matter. So when I think about that time and the things that I do at home, I read a lot. It was one of the few treats that my mum would allow. So every Monday, I think, we would go to the secondhand bookstore down the road and I'd be allowed to get a book. I really built up my collection of Babysitter's Club books, Sweet Valley High books, Paul Jennings. I loved Paul Jennings. And I actually read so much that I had to get glasses, which I thought and kind of still think is a myth, or the kind of thing that you tell your kids, like, eat your crust or your hair will go curly. But anyway, I read so much that I had to get glasses. So I'm reinforcing stereotypes for kids everywhere. It was tough for my parents, I think. I remember that I would sometimes have these tantrums where I really didn't want to go to school. And I remember one weekend, I can't remember why we fought, but I had this fight with my parents and then I decided to run away. And because you're a kid, you have nowhere to go. So all I did was I hid in the garden. And after a while, I was like, why aren't they sounding the alarms? Like, they're not even looking for me. So I snuck back into the house to see how scared they were. You know, I was like, maybe they're actually looking through the house so thoroughly that they haven't yet moved to the outdoor area. But as it turned out, when I snuck back in, my mum and my dad and my sister and my brother were just playing Scrabble in the lounge, and I don't think they'd even noticed I'd gone. I mean, they probably thought I was reading in my bed like usual. So I'm not sure if there's a lesson there, but that's probably a pretty good snapshot of my family life at that time.